Well, good morning, Interbet team, and welcome. Serpentine Inside Track, Sunday the 16th of August, and we got 22 pentometer, 4 meter false rail from the 500 meter mark, 8 race program. We kick off at 12:30 with a middle stakes, 1600, the most interesting race on the card. Here you have a horse that's come over from England called Calla Lagoon. Very good pedigree, this horse. By New Bay, who's one of the better sires around, out of a Dancilly mare. He's listed, placed, not sure that he'll like this type of going, though, and you need a bit further. Winding Power has won his last three, and Reese's Wish, who's at the bottom of the weights, I think they'll fight it out. They look like the two horses to have a go with the bipod. Race two, Maiden Plate to 1,200 metres. The two first-timers, Camillo Cavour, from the Van Furen outfit, and One Eye on Dubai from the de Kock outfit, might be the answer here. Beautiful pedigree. He must have cost quite a lot of money. Race three, Maiden Plate, 1,200 meters. Mocha Magic is your 9-10 favorite and does look like the right one. He took a very big drift first time out and ran a cracker. He's the one that they've got to beat. The de Kock team have got the first timer worth respecting, Reckless Abandon, and Quianto. Remember, this horse, number four, Quianto, was back last time to exclusion. Not striding out. Look for big improvement. So the two horses that have run will suffice in the bipot. Race four, Maiden Plate, fillies and mares for three-year-olds, 1,200 meters. Elusive Dragon's got form, but Go For Broke was back first time out and ran a very nice first race. I think this will improve a lot and probably the horse to beat. Northern European might improve. Not a bad last run, but it was a bit disappointing. I thought it would run better than that. Race 5, Apprentice Handicap, 1,200 meters. One Night Shine. Outstanding form, this horse, but he's got to give weight to everything. Set to Music, the Dawson runner, with a 4-kilogram claim. We've got a 6-point penalty for winning a 4-kilogram claim. So it's, in effect, a kilo better off for the way it won, and it won extremely well. So that goes into everything. And Dad's Dream has got good form. Might really be an improver and certainly worth putting in. Hemisphere, I'm going to put in the pick six as well. Fabian Habib Stable is in really good form at the moment. Race six, Novice Handicap, 1450. The highest merit rated horses are the top number one. A bit of class. Got to give weight to everything and he might find this very difficult indeed. My idea of a horse that could win this is Malshanamu, the third run after a rest. Two pretty good races here. Last run, I think, was a bit short. She's now drawn one, so I think that she might go really well here, especially when you see that Zip Code is 3-1, second favorite. He's a brass. Uber Mensch got a chance, as has Millennium Warrior, who's second run. Race 7, 1,800-meter Apprentice Handicap. Number one, American Rebel, is the each way of the day, 10-1. Run on his last couple of starts. Big improver with Devesh riding him, good rider. Night Heist, number five, been very impressive. Certainly the way he won last time, and I think that he'll probably be able to go on and win this. Spirit of Gabs won well, beating a horse that's got a very big reputation, so probably needs to go in as well. Five is Night Heist. Race 8, merit rated handicap 66, 1,200 meters. The maiden winners and young horses look like they've got it to do against the two older horses. So Star Magnolia, number 3, and number 7, Irish Wilma, who won very easily, both look like the players. But I'm going to put in number 8, Nakandla Gold, who's a well-suited course and distance. And number 10, Cortinos. I think he'll go well as well. I'm going to have a very big go today in the Charity Shield on high goals. I think that there'll be 3, 4, 5, and maybe even 6 goals in this event. So that's going to be my play. I'm not sure who'll win, but Arsenal's my team, so I'm going to go with Arsenal. See if we can't beat the old foe, Manchester City. Should be a great game. 4 o'clock kickoff. Have a good one.